This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Many questions, few answers about some 250 alleged Venezuelan gang members who were deported over the weekend, despite a court order prohibiting it. CBS News political reporter Aaron Navarro.
Some of the questions we still have for the White House going into today. How did they designate these as gang members? Some reporting has shown that potential tattoos on these migrants is one sign. But again, this is all based off the White House's words. Still some questions left.
The White House invoked a deportation law that's only supposed to be used during wars. This is cleanup day in areas of seven states decimated by heavy storms over the weekend. Some 40 deaths are blamed on the weather that ripped through Tornado Alley. CBS's Nicole Valdez is near Birmingham, Alabama.
Sipsey, Alabama is just northwest of Birmingham. Some of the mobile homes are unrecognizable. Now we're sitting here trying to make out what's left. I mean, you've got a washing machine right here with clothes still inside it. That gives you a bit of an idea that maybe the people who were here either left in a hurry or were still maybe caught by surprise when what looks like a twister came barreling through this community.
And that system has moved east. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
Rain will be heavy at times along the eastern seaboard right on up into most of New York State as well as New England. There is a flood watch in effect for areas north of I-90 in New York State.
It's been several weeks since President Trump fired board members of the Washington, of the Kennedy Center in Washington and replaced them with his own appointees, naming himself as chairman. Today he holds his first meeting there. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
He has made clear that he has a new vision for the Kennedy Center, which is, you know, world renowned for its arts and performing arts here.
Several performers have pulled out of bookings there since Trump took over. Retail sales are up, but much less than expected. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that's more evidence of this.
Two reports on sentiment showed that consumers are not feeling so great. The University of Michigan Sentiment Index fell to the lowest level since November of 2022, and the Conference Board's February Consumer Confidence Survey showed that consumers expect inflation to rise over the next 5 years. In fact, those five-year expectations surged to a 30-year high.
And on this St. Patrick's Day, Savannah, Georgia is hosting what is widely believed to be the country's second biggest parade, although city officials there claim it is the largest. Wall Street, the Dow is up 172. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new 2nd District representative. People living in the South Side District that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. Racine County supervisors have approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works to produce a Discover Wisconsin TV show featuring Racine County. The contract, worth just over $100,000, includes one full Racine County episode and additional social media content to boost tourism. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at racinecountyi.com. Racine police were called to a large fight outside of a bar early yesterday. Initial reports say tasers and pepper spray was brought out to control the situation. It all happened on Washington near 11th. Park and the Prairie School are on to the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is back after a 60-year drought. Their Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg will be aired on WRJN Friday. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball. The Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a school or a player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37
ahead,
degrees.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Now, the rest of the story. Joni Molinsky. She had waited such a long time to have a real date with a real boy. She had waited until her freshman year at Connecticut College. In fact, it was to be a blind date. But that was okay. The girl who had fixed it up had promised he's an adorable boy from Yale. So, Joni, the perpetual outsider, maybe for the first time in her lonely, longing life, got her hopes way up. For the big evening, she wore her best gray flannel dress with matching gray flannel shoes. Primping in the mirror, she frowned at her ample 132 pounds, then tugged at her clothing, vainly attempting to conceal it. When her girlfriend excitedly called out, "He's here," Joni caught her breath, with all of the poise that she could muster, began descending the dormitory stairway. Now they were face to face, she and the young man who was about to make up for all of the years of alienation and humiliation. And the adorable boy from Yale, who might have made her fondest dreams come true, or at least ought to have left them undisturbed, turned to Joni's girlfriend, the one who had arranged the blind date, and with an expression of disgust, admonished aloud, "Why didn't you tell me?" The rest of the evening, the boy protested his predicament by utterly ignoring Joni. And then after a brief while that seemed a lifetime for both, he was gone. For him, the awkward experience may have rendered a crude story or two for friends back at Yale before it was dismissed and forgotten.
but not for Joni. For her, the nightmare blind date lived on in eyes that yearned for the happiness they saw in others' lives, in a heart that ached for all that it was not allowed to share, in lips now certain they would never smile again. But this is the rest of the story. Years later, Joni Malinsky has a life and a home, and yes, a loving husband of her own. She's giving a large dinner party. Among her invited guests is a female acquaintance whom she's not seen in years, never met the woman's husband, she thinks. And into Joni's house they walk. That's right, the husband, now a bald, fat, 40-something doctor, was once the adorable boy from Yale who broke Joni Malinsky's heart. And more startling still, he does not remember Joni. Does not even remember her. An obvious cheater, he proceeded to make passes at his hostess. He tried to get her alone in the kitchen, stares lecherously, makes physical contact wherever possible, offers incredibly, "Let me help you," without suggesting precisely how. No, Joni does not attempt to remind him of that dreadful evening years before, nor after this one will she ever see him again. But he will see her. The emotions he conjured would inspire a screenplay entitled The Girl Most Likely To. Yes, Joni Malinsky's screenplay about an ugly duckling girl who grows up to become a swan of sorts and then murders every boy who ever slighted her. For years now, you have been delighted by the brash self-confidence of the star Joni Malinsky became. But today, you have met the impossible dreamer, the shy, scared, forgettable girl behind the quick smile and the lightning quip who one day would call herself Joan Rivers. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, man. Okay, Paul Harvey, rest of the story, had a happy ending. Thank goodness. Well, I knew all along it would, I just didn't know what the ending would be. Paul Harvey, rest of the story, twice daily, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again, 12:05, every Monday through Friday here on WRJN.
You. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
to say. When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you ever doubt the influence of Motown music, that's Johnny Rivers doing a Motown song, first done by the Four Tops out of Motown. I'm Dan Marcus, and how about that Paul Harvey and the rest of the story you heard a couple minutes ago? What a great story, man. Paul Harvey, back on WRJN with the rest of the story, sponsored in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's an old saying in Ireland. If you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say. 'Tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
For 90 88 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back.
And a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Miss Miley, 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 Miss Miley,
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget by another Irishman on this St. Paddy's Day. Next hour here on WRJN. Now let's update you on what's happening out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to boost tourism, Racine County is getting on TV. At a meeting last week, the county board approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works. They produce the Discover Wisconsin TV show. It's a just over $100,000 contract with one full Racine County episode to air, plus other social media postings. The show is a paid program on stations throughout the state and online. The cops were called for a large fight outside of a Racine bar early yesterday. Tasers and pepper spray were brought out to get everything under control. It happened on Washington near 11th. We're working to learn more about any possible arrests. More state titles could be coming to Racine County. This Friday, Park and the Prairie School are in the semis of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is already celebrating an historic state tournament run after a 60-year drought. WRJN will air Park's Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg Friday afternoon. The final game Saturday will also be aired on WRJN if the Panthers get a win. What's called a special event passport day is coming to Kenosha County Saturday. The county clerk is making herself available at the county building in Bristol to quickly process passport applications. It'll run from 9 to 1. The clerk says people should download the free forms from the official State Department website in advance. They'll take your picture and there'll be translators offered during the event. And there's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow. You can see what's on the agenda and a breakdown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone.
good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a big hit for Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, better known as Dusty Springfield. Much easier for this jockey to say. WRJN.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I never knew.
of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, or the Blues Brothers. There were these soul men, Sam and Dave, the original soul man on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice.
No blarney. I'm hoping that you're having a very nice St. Patrick's Day. With the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? And I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one.
at the sun, catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed's in. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Jerry and the Pacemakers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Couple of local teams have made it to the state for the WIAA boys basketball tournament, and we'll be carrying their games here on WRJN Thursday and Friday, and fingers crossed, Saturday too for the finals here on WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Trump administration officials say the deportation of about 250 alleged gang members to El Salvador over the weekend was legal. CBS's Scott McFarland says some are disputing that.
This legal drama is escalating here in the nation's capital. The attorneys representing these plaintiffs, these people with ties to Venezuela who are challenging the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act for these deportations, have asked Judge James Boasberg here at the federal court to order the Trump administration turn over information about the flight. When did it take off? When did it land? When did the Trump administration know the order was to turn the plane around?
The president chairs his first meeting of the Kennedy Center board this afternoon after sweeping the old board out of office. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
This is the first board meeting for the Kennedy Center since the president dissolved the board of directors and put in all of his fierce loyalists and people that he wanted. He also named himself the chairman.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been the target of fellow Democrats for allowing a Republican stopgap measure to advance and avoid a government shutdown. He was supposed to make a bunch of public appearances this week, but now that's off. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Schumer has